This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma will address his fourth international conference in financing for development in Spain. Calls for unified action to bridge financing gap. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Varadeva urges international community for climate finance and support for sustainable mountain agriculture. Nepal reads semi-finals of ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cup. And report says Trump administration's foreign aid cuts could lead to 14 million additional deaths by 2030. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for justice, fairness and inclusive reform in the global economy and financial system. His remark came while addressing the UN's fourth international conference in financing for development held in Sevilla of Spain on Monday. Speaking as the chair of the least developed countries, LDCs, and in national capacity, Prime Minister Oli highlighted that despite a rise in global GDP, inequality continues to grow. He said LDCs face mounting challenges, including rising debt, low investment, fractured trade, and a widening digital divide, while official development assistance is declining. The Prime Minister urged full implementation of the Sevilla commitment to help realign global financing with the 2030 agenda. He also stressed the need for fairer concessional financing, a rules-based trading system, better North-South cooperation, a UN-led global tax convention, and increased climate finance. Prime Minister Oli pointed out that although LDCs contribute less than 1% to global emissions, they are among the worst affected by climate change. On Nepal's development, the Prime Minister said the country is on track to graduate from LDC status by 2026 and called for strong international support to ensure smooth and sustainable transition. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Varadeva has urged the international community to provide grant-based climate finance and support sustainable agriculture in mountainous countries like Nepal. Addressing the 44th General Assembly of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in Rome on Monday, the Foreign Affairs Minister highlighted that Nepal's Himalayan region is highly vulnerable to climate change but remains neglected in adaptation efforts. She called for greater global attention and assistance to address this gap. Dr. Rara emphasized that agriculture remains the backbone of Nepal's economy, contributing 23% to the GDP and providing livelihoods for nearly two-thirds of the population. She underlined the sector's importance in food security, nutrition, poverty reduction, and rural development, noting that the global of a hunger-free world by 2030 remains unmet. The Foreign Affairs Minister said global efforts are being challenged by climate crisis, pandemics, economic instability, and geopolitical tensions. She called for stronger collaboration with FAO to promote sustainable and resilient mountain agriculture and expand early warning systems. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has returned home after attending the 5th Energy Ministerial Meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization held in Ningbo of China. Minister Khadka said his visit was fruitful, with discussions focused on enhancing energy cooperation between Nepal and China. At the meeting, he called for greater support and collaboration in Nepal's energy sector and highlighted the country's targets in energy development. The meeting, held from June 23rd to 27th, included energy ministers from 9 Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states, as well as observer and dialogue partner countries. The Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly has unanimously passed the Customs Bill. The bill was presented for decision by committee chairperson Tulasa Kumari Dahal during a meeting held on Monday. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel, speaking at the meeting, stated that the bill is crucial for facilitating legal imports and exports while helping to curb illegal trade activities. Preparations are now on the way to table the bill, already endorsed by the House of Representatives, along with the committee's report in the National Assembly during the current session, for final approval. Meanwhile, the National Assembly today has held a group discussion on the budget allocations under the appropriation bill covering 11 ministries and government bodies, including Defense Ministry, Home Ministry, Education Ministry, and the Office of the Prime Minister. The discussion also covered budgets for ministries such as Foreign Affairs, Women and Children, Drinking Water, Forest and Industry. Line ministers are scheduled to respond to lawmakers' queries in upcoming sessions. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Cuts to U.S. foreign humanitarian aid under President Donald Trump could result in over 14 million additional deaths by 2030, including 4.5 million children under 5, according to a study published in The Lancet. The research warns that slashing 83% of USAID funding announced earlier this year could reverse two decades of health progress in low- and middle-income countries. Co-author Davide Ressola said the impact would be comparable to a global pandemic or major conflict. The findings, based on data from 133 countries, estimate that USAID support helped prevent 91 million deaths between 2001 and 2021. The report comes as world leaders gather in Spain for a major UN-led aid conference. The U.S. Senate is in a marathon voting session on a sweeping budget bill central to President Donald Trump's agenda. However, its passage remains uncertain following weeks of tense negotiations. Republicans, who control both chambers of Congress, are divided over proposed welfare cuts aimed at funding tax breaks under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. According to the BBC, former Trump aide Elon Musk has criticized the legislation again, which Republicans hope to pass by July 4th. If approved by the Senate, the bill will return to the House of Representatives, which narrowly passed its version last month. Senators are currently debating dozens of amendments during a lengthy vote-orama that could stretch into Tuesday morning. The nearly 1,000-page bill would reduce some welfare programs while adding an estimated $3.3 trillion to the national debt, which currently stands at $36 trillion. Now, sports update. Nepal have advanced to the semi-finals of the ACC Men's Under-16 East Java Cup after a convincing victory over Bhutan in today's match. Batting first, Nepal posted a commanding total of 358 runs, led by a superb 168-run knock from Ronak Srivastav. In reply, Bhutan were limited to just 60 runs in 32.4 overs. Nepal's captain Bipin Sharma played a key role with the ball, taking 4 wickets to help secure the win. With this victory, Nepal remained unbeaten and topped the group stage. The team now aims to defend their title in the upcoming knockout rounds. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning in some areas of the hilly regions of the country, including Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, as well as in some areas of the remaining provinces. The division stated that there is a possibility of heavy rainfall in one or two places in the Kosi, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces. Light to moderate rain and snowfall is likely to occur in some places of the country's high hilly and mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will address his 4th International Conference on Financing for Development in Spain, calls for unified action to bridge financing gap. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjavaradeva urges international community for climate finance and support for sustainable mountain agriculture. Nepal reached semi-finals of ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cup, and reports say Trump administration's foreign aid cuts could lead to 14 million additional deaths by 2030. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www. www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.